It is stated that Sayyidina Imam Al-Za'i Rahmatullahi Ta'ala said that a pious man told me a parable. He said, I used to wander worldly at the time in search of pious saints, and I would wander in the deserts, mountains and jungles in order to find out their residence, so that I can attain the blessings of their company. Once I left for Egypt for the same purpose. When I reached near Egypt, I saw a tent in a deserted place in which there was a person who had lost his arms, legs and eyes due to leprosy. But even in this state, he was praising Allah Azza wa Jalla in the following words. Oh my Lord, Allah Azza wa Jalla, I pray you in the way in which is equivalent to the praise of your entire creation. Oh my Lord, Allah Azza wa Jalla, undoubtedly, you are the creator of the entire creation and you are superior to all. I praise you for this gift that you have made me superior to many people in your creation. Allahu Akbar. The pious man said, when I saw this condition of that man, I said that by Allah Azza wa Jalla, I must ask this person that if he had been taught these sacred sentences or have they been revealed to him. So I went to him with the same intention. And said, Salam. He answered to my salam. I said, oh pious person, I want to ask you a question about one thing. Will you answer me? He said, if I know the answer, I will definitely answer. I asked, what is the blessing for which you are praising Allah Azza wa Jalla? You know, this person, he's not got any arms, he's not got any legs, he's not got any eyes, and he lost all these due to leprosy. And he's still thanking Allah Azza wa Jalla. What are the blessings that you have got which you are pressing thanks, though you have lost your hands, legs and eyes, even though you are praising Allah Azza wa Jalla? Replied. The person replied, don't you see how my Lord Allah Azza wa Jalla has treated me? I replied, why not? I have seen everything. He then started saying, look, if Allah Azza wa Jalla had willed, he would have showered fire upon me from the sky, which could have burnt me and reduced me to ashes. If he had willed, he would have commanded the mountains, and the mountains could have destroyed me. If Allah Azza wa Jalla had willed, he would have commanded the oceans, which could have drowned me. Or if he has commanded the earth, he would have sunk me into it. But see, Allah Azza wa Jalla has kept me safe from all of these calamities. So then why shouldn't I thank my Lord? Why shouldn't I praise him? And why shouldn't I have devotion to my Lord?